This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
The cruise. It was anything but a cruise this afternoon. But they've shown that they can keep on going to the end. They will fight all the way. They've got belief in the process that they have. And well done, Arsenal, for that. But, wow, how sad you feel for Leicester, because they've given a go in their second half.
They certainly have. And talking of 4-2, John Southall.
4-2 at half-time. Cole Palmer with all four. A hat-trick within 31 minutes from 10 touches. The fourth 10 minutes later. Could have scored seven today. Jackson missed a couple in the second half. Brighton will need to look at the way they're conceding goals. But the day belongs to Cole Palmer. Chelsea 4, Brighton 2.
We are in the 10th minute of added on time. Havertz away on the far side. Fast comes across. Look at the wretch. That's it. It's finished. Sports report coming up. Finished here. 4-2.
Thank you, Ian. So 4-2 there, 4-2 at Chelsea as well. Just the one goal at the City Ground. Pat Murphy.
Fulham have won 1-0. A marginal VAR decision led to the penalty just after half-time for Jimenez, and he's slotted at home. Forest 0, Fulham 1.
Lunchtime, it finished. Newcastle 1, Manchester City 1. All the reaction to come. All square at Brentford 2. Henry Moran.
Brentford 1, West Ham 1. Once again, Brentford score within a minute but fail to win. Mbeumo's opener cancelled out after the break thanks to Souček. Brentford 1, West Ham 1.
West Brom lost at lunchtime. Sunderland could have gone top at 3 o'clock. They haven't. Aaron Paul.
Goals from Festi Ebeseli and Tom Dele-Bashiru either side of a Wilson Isidore equaliser. Hand the 3 points to Watford and deny Sunderland top spot. Watford 2, Sunderland 1.
Goalless at Oxford, Molly Stevens.
Yeah, big point for Des Buckingham's side. Burnley dominated with the ball but failed to do anything with it, missing their chance to go top of the Championship. Oxford 0, Burnley 0.
Goalless as well at Portsmouth, Sheffield United. Laura.
It means Sheffield United's unbeaten start continues, as does newly promoted Portsmouth's wait for a first league win. An even game and a good point for an injury hit Portsmouth. Portsmouth 0, Sheffield United 0.
Hull have beaten Cardiff 4-1, Middlesbrough beat Stoke 2-0, Millwall have won as well by 3-1, and it's finished 3-0 at Elland Road. Leeds commentary, Charlie Slater.
3-0 to Leeds, a fourth win in five games. Nonto, Bogle and Pirou, worrying times for Coventry City. Boos in the away end at full time. They're five without a win. Leeds 3, Coventry 0.
In our feature game in League 1, what a comeback for the home side here, Nestor McGregor.
Yeah, Birmingham City 3, Peterborough United 2. The home side made hard work of it today, only seeming to come alive after going 2-0 down, but rallied well, took the lead and kept it just after the hour mark. 3 points, which leaves them top of League 1. The Blues, well, red hot. 6 wins in a row.
Yeah, top of the table, Wrexham this afternoon have drawn 0-0 at Leighton Orient. Earlier, Walsall thrashed Colchester 4-0 to go top of League 2. Have Gillingham gone back to the top? Let's find out. Lawrence Herdman.
They have. Gillingham 2, Barrow 0. A goal in each half enough. A composed finish from Jaden Clark and Robbie McKenzie bundling home a corner. It's now 4 league wins out of 4 for Mark Bonner's side at Priestfield. Gillingham 2, Barrow 0.
Nobody can stop Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. Ailey Barber.
And the 4,000 strong Aberdeen travelling support are applauding their team off the pitch. They have won 12 games from 12 this season, equaling a 24-year-old Scottish record. They had to work for it today. They had to defend. Dundee were the better team in the second half, but Aberdeen got the job done in the first, and it finished here at Dens Park. Dundee 1, Aberdeen 2.
Dominant second half from Sarries against Sale. Chris.
Saracens 45, Sale 26. Yeah, they powered away after half-time with 4 second-half tries. Elliot Daly getting 2. Saracens 45, Sale 26.
Hectic Saturday. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Chapman. You're listening to BBC Radio 5 Live at just after 5 o'clock. And this is Sports Report. The headlines this Saturday tea time. Arsenal rescue all 3 points, having thrown away a 2-goal lead against Leicester.
And they have snatched it. Trossard played the ball into the far post. Not too sure who got the final touch. A scruffy goal. Nobody cares inside the Emirates.
It it finishes. Arsenal 4, Leicester 2. Manchester City drop points after being held to a 1-1 draw at Newcastle. So, Liverpool can go top with a win at Wolves in our tea time commentary. John Murray.
Yes, opportunity knocking for Liverpool as they come to bottom of the table. Wolves. Wolves who have a defensive injury and illness crisis and ominously have conceded in every league game they've played since February.
Chelsea put 4 past Brighton and Cole Palmer gets all of them.
Sancho's pass and Palmer has 4! This is incredible!
2 for Dwight McNeil as Everton come from behind to beat Crystal Palace. Raul Jimenez's penalty gives Fulham victory at Nottingham Forest. Brentford score early again, but they're held by West Ham. In the Championship, West Brom stay top despite losing their unbeaten start at Sheffield Wednesday. That's after Sunderland lose at Watford. Blackburn beat 10-man QPR. They go third. Oxford Burnley is goalless. Leeds comfortably beat Coventry. A 6th win in a row for Birmingham, who come from 2 down to beat Peterborough and go top of League One, with Wrexham held to a goalless draw at Leyton Orient. Gillingham beat Barrow to go top of League Two. Walsall are second after a 4-0 win against Colchester. Aberdeen make it 6 wins out of 6 with victory at Dundee to go clear at the top in Scotland. Celtic take their 100% record to St Johnstone in a 5:45 kickoff. In the County Championship, Lancashire are relegated to Division 2. Reaction to the day's big stories to come between now and 5:30 when we have full commentary of Wolves against Liverpool. We'll give you all of today's football results as well between now and kickoff. And we'll start with the Premier League. At lunchtime, Newcastle 1, Manchester City 1. Then Arsenal 4, Leicester 2. Brentford 1, West Ham 1. Chelsea 4, Brighton 2. Everton 2, Crystal Palace 1. And Nottingham Forest 0, Fulham 1. Let's find out whether Ian Dennis and Pat Nevin have got their breath back at the Emirates.
Well, what a story and what a finish, because this looked like a formality at half-time. Arsenal were 2 up after 45 minutes of total domination. Martinelli and Trossard with the goals. And even when James Justin headed an early goal back for Leicester after the restart, not many would have anticipated Leicester crawling level. But they did through a spectacular volley from Justin. Mads Hermansson then in the Leicester goal was outstanding. A string of fine saves. Trossard hit a post, but Arsenal kept believing. And in the 94th minute, after a series of corners, Trossard popped up with his effort back into a crowded six-yard area, took a deflection past Hermansson to spark wild scenes of celebration.
It's difficult to know where to start, Pat, isn't it? Yeah. Because at half-time it was a procession. Then Leicester get themselves back into it with a worldie. And then Arsenal are knocking on the door, but you're never sure whether it's going to come. I don't know what the storyline is, really.
Yeah, there's a multitude of storylines here, and that is the thing. You try to build a narrative all over again, but it just chopped and changed all the way through it. Look, the bigger narrative is Arsenal deserve to win by a country mile. They were the better side. They created all sorts of chances. They've scored 4 goals in the end, but they just couldn't quite put Leicester away. And you've got to say, well done, Leicester, for sticking in. And it was a kind of doughty performance for them. And, you know, they didn't get that many opportunities, but they made the best of them. And as you correctly said, it is a worldie, the second one from Justin. But if you create that many chances, if you put that much pressure on, if you put that quality ball into the back post from the corner kicks, particularly from Saka, they had a raft of corner kicks, particularly in the second half. Eventually, that creaking back door eventually falls in, and that's what happened in this game. It happened against Arsenal last week, you know, and they lost in the 97th or whatever it was minute they lost a goal. And today, you would have been shocked had it been Leicester that had won in the end. Look, it didn't look a great game the first half. It was possession, they were purring, they weren't purring the second half, but they also found that other ugly way to go and get 3 points. And you know the cliche, got to win ugly sometimes, you're going to win a league, and they're doing it.
Well, absolutely, and as Pat, you mentioned several times in commentary, I'm going to put this to Theo Walcott now, part of the Match of the Day team tonight. For all the discussion of Arsenal set pieces and how they line up and who's at the back post and who blocks and who's on the goalkeeper, the delivery from Bukayo Saka is on the money, I would suggest, about 99% of the time.
Yeah, exactly, Chappers. I just think the fact that the amount of free kicks and corners that you take, at some point, one's going to go in. But the the situation Arsenal got themselves in now is everyone's so worried about Gabriel and the centre halves coming up for set pieces and corners, but they're just, it was unsighted with Trossard, and he's comes up with some very important moments in his Arsenal career. But what I feel like is a really big moment is what they learned from last year, because certain games, your West Ham's, your Fulham's, they would have lost that. But I just got the sense that the crowd got them through it, and they just adapted in a way to win games. It was a slightly maybe Fergie time, should we just say, but look, incredible result, and it's one of those which brings the club and the fans all together even more so, and the positive energy is just feeding out the club at the moment. So incredible victory considering obviously City dropping points today.
But one of those things about Fergie time was that there was always a belief that in the end, and this was crowd and team, I would argue, working together, there was always a belief that they would nick it at some point. However long it took, they would nick it. And you've mentioned that with the crowd. There was a sense that whatever was happening, that they'd get at least one more chance.
And that's what Mikel's done. He's implemented that belief into the whole system. I remember my experiences playing in Arsenal many moons ago, and there was an element of, can we do it? It's just here, they believe they can do it. And that's the difference, I think, Mikel's set, which he said about changing the culture and changing the mindset of the squad. I mean, mindset, of course, was to try and win games, but at times, maybe it wasn't the belief there. But look, the belief's in the whole sort of stadium right now. It's an incredible result again. And they just keep on ticking away. But like I said, set pieces win you games, and they practice constantly. So look, credit to the backroom staff for working so hard. But like you said, you've got to put it in the right positions, and Saka every single time. It's unstoppable.
Pat,
right now.
Pat, just a quick one on Leicester. Pre-match, we talked about how in the majority of games this season, they have hung in there. They have been there or thereabouts. And kind of the same thing has happened today, hasn't it?
Yeah. And you look at them, and you look at a team like, say, Everton, and everyone's been saying, well, a terrible start they've had to the season. But the basics are there with Everton. I've thought all the way along, the basics are there. With Leicester, my concern would be, is there going to be enough creativity at this level? They're a well-organised team. They've got a good manager who organises them well. And, you know, you look at them and think, yeah, OK. But you might survive. It's not much more than might survive. They're not a terrible team, but it's going to be a battle all the way through here to the end of the season. So, you know, they could have done with that point today. It might prove important to them at the end of it. By the way, one last word about the delivery from Saka. We talk about it all the time here. Look, it's not that difficult to put a good corner in certain situations. It's the specific corner that he is putting in, whipped to the back post, still having pace. That sounds easy. It's actually really, really difficult. So well done, Saka. But well done you for spotting it.
But also every single time, virtually, Pat. I mean, as I joked about pre-match, yeah, we all go up and down the country watching football, and fans getting in their cars now will have more than likely seen their corner taker fail to clear the man on the near post. We all get frustrated about it. The consistency is absolutely remarkable.
It is brilliant. I will admit the first half it wasn't as good. He wasn't quite nailing it in the first half, you know, but he was getting his sighters in, as it were. Maybe the upside of the way that Arsenal play, they actually win so many corners that if you're out there, it's not as if you've only got two and you've got to get it right away. You've probably got 8 or 9 opportunities. And by the time, it's like a golf shot, by the time you've had your 3-4 practices, right, it's easy now. I'll just zip it in there. And Saka does it every single time. And in that second half, I mean, I'm sure Matcha Dale show it, you know, 4 or 5 were waffled in there just the way they were against Manchester City.
Pat, thank you. Ian Dennis, thank you. Theo, I'm guessing that as well as all the Arsenal analysis, when you do Chelsea tonight, it's Cole Palmer who got all 4. When you do Everton, it's Dwight McNeil who got both.
I mean, yeah, take your eyes off any of the screens, to be honest. I mean, there's no more I can really say about Cole Palmer. He scored 4 goals in the Premier League. I'm speechless. I mean, all the finishes as well are incredible. He's just, again, I've echoed this, but his elegance, his beauty with the ball, his calm composure at such a young age in the Premier League still, but he's just grown into his own now in Chelsea. He's the main man, and he's got a bit of finesse, Bergkamp, Van Persie about him at the moment, which is just, and they weren't bad at all. So look, he continues to do this. You can't leave him out of any team, and I'm talking England as well. You cannot leave him out. You've got to put him in somewhere.
Don't be speechless later. It doesn't make for,
oh, don't worry,
doesn't make for great telly. Thanks, Theo. See
you
later.
Guys.
Theo Walcott, past the match of the day team tonight, 10:30, BBC One. That third Arsenal goal, by the way, on the video printer has now been credited as a Wilfred Ndidi own goal rather than it going to Leandro Trossard. Let's talk more Cole Palmer. Here's John Southall, who was at Stamford Bridge.
That's a comparison, isn't it? Bergkamp and Van Persie. Wow, but he was terrific this afternoon, Cole Palmer. Remarkable first half. 4-2 at half-time. Could have been 7-6. Cole Palmer, of course, scored all four, the first player in Premier League history to do that. Could have had six in that first half alone. He also hit the post, had one disallowed. Chelsea had two others chalked off. A player from each side could have been sent off, in Estupiñan and Cucurella. Brighton, though, architects of their own downfall much of the time. Errors leading to all four goals. Chelsea pressed them high up the pitch. They just couldn't cope with that. They play that high line, and I think that's going to become an issue. For the record, though, those four Palmer goals, the first he swept in from 16 yards, the second from the penalty spot, the third a 25-yard free kick, beautiful finish into the top right-hand corner, and the fourth a good finish from the left of the area. Also hit the post and had one disallowed in the first half. Second half he volleyed over and also probably missed the best chance of all four, shooting wide. He could have had seven this afternoon. Brighton had two penalty appeals also turned down in that second 45 minutes. Chelsea, though, three Premier League wins on the trot. They're great to watch. They're third at the moment in the Premier League. I know it's early, behind Manchester City and Arsenal. 1 point behind them. Are they finally a Premier League force again? Well, the signs at the moment are encouraging.
Give you the table shortly. Let's go from Premier League to Super League. The playoffs got underway last night as Lee beat Salford, Warrington, St Helens at 5:30 on Sports Extra. Matt Newsome.
Yeah, massive game this one. It doesn't really, clearly it's a playoff match, but this is a Warrington team that under Sam Burgess have made great strides, made a Challenge Cup final. They got themselves a home eliminator here and they are looking to head to Old Trafford. Standing in their way are a Saints team that won it four times on the bounce. The last couple of years, they've just had a little bit of a barren spell. It's been tough for them in 2024, but they're here. They've got a full stack squad. This should be a good one. It's Warrington St Helens and it's live on Sports Extra.
Let's go to Goodison then. Everton getting their first win of the season in the league. Came back to beat Crystal Palace. John Bennett.
Yes, a 2-1 victory for Everton fans at Goodison today. The question was, could the players respond to the lift provided by the news of the takeover this week and put some positivity on the pitch after the boost off the pitch? First half, the answer was no. Second half, emphatically yes. Thanks to Dwight McNeil. His great season has gone under the radar due to Everton's poor results, but today he showed everyone what he can do. Two goals in 7 minutes at the start of the second half. The first, a 25-yard screamer. Mark Gahey had given Palace an early lead. They were the better side first half, but Oliver Glasner's side faded worryingly second half. And this time, Everton, who had lost four leads so far this season, held on. Massive win for Everton.
Nottingham Forest's unbeaten start to the season is over. Pat Murphy.
Few VAT horrors from last season for Forest when, just after half-time, Fulham's Pereira went down from a challenge by Murillo. Jimenez scored from the penalty and Forest fans finally woke up, claiming penalties at the other end whenever possible, particularly when Bassey appeared to handle the ball after tangling with Alanga. But Forest, though, they missed the passion and creativity of the suspended Gibbs White. And if you're going to play two out-and-out strikers, a decent service to Wood and Awonye is essential. That didn't happen. But Fulham, they were sharper, more incisive on the counter-attack, and there are no slouches these days at gimlet-eyed game management.
And no team as sharper in the opening minute of a game at the moment than Brentford. They just can't hold on to the goals they score. Henry Moran.
Brentford's report card might read, starts well, but must build on early promise. For the third game running, they've scored within a minute and then failed to go on to collect 3 points. No Premier League side has ever made three such rapid starts. Brian Mbeumo's left foot volley was a fine finish, but they couldn't go on. West Ham fans booed at half-time, but were delirious when Thomas Suchek fired low to bring the game level. Few chances followed, but the match remained very watchable. Hammers boss Julen Lofategi will be happier. Brentford, meanwhile, need to find a way of finding a goal beyond just the first few seconds of the game.
In the early game, Newcastle 1, Manchester City 1. Gvardiol with the opening goal for Manchester City. Anthony Gordon scoring a second-half penalty. City's first league match since Rodri was ruled out for the season. Here's Pep Guardiola with Guy Mowbray.
It was a midfield battle. How did you find your midfield performed?
Are you asking for Rodri?
I'm asking for whoever played today.
Okay, but only one. I didn't ask me for Roddy today. That's good. So they were really good. Of course, the presence for Roddy is important, but unfortunately, until next season, will not be there. And Rico and the game is so difficult. And Kova, they were magnificent. After, I would say Bernardo won't play there as well.
So the Premier League table this evening, everybody's played six, unless I say otherwise. Manchester City and Arsenal both on 14 and Chelsea on 13. Then come Liverpool and Villa with 12 from 5. Liverpool at Wolves in 10 minutes time. Villa at Ipswich tomorrow. Fulham and Newcastle both have 11. Brighton and Forest have 9. Tottenham and Manchester United, who meet at Old Trafford tomorrow, both have 7 from 5. Brentford also have 7. Bournemouth 5 from 5, West Ham 5, Everton 4, Leicester 3, Palace 3, Ipswich 3 from 5, and then Southampton and Wolves with just a single point from the 5 games they've played so far. In the Championship today, at lunchtime, Blackburn beat 10-man QPR 2-0. Derby 2, Norwich 3. It was a hat-trick for Borjo Saint, who now has 7 for the season, although at least 2 of those goals looked like the ball was out of play before he scored. Sheffield Wednesday ended West Brom's unbeaten record. They beat them 3-2. Hull have beaten managerless Cardiff 4-1 as we go on to the 3 o'clock. Leeds 3, Coventry 0. Middlesbrough 2, Stoke 0. Millwall 3, Preston 1. They were reduced to 10 late on with Millwall. Oxford and Burnley and Portsmouth Sheffield United finished goal. And Watford beat Sunderland 2-1. So Sunderland missed the chance to go top of the table. And actually, they dropped to third, I think, Aaron Paul, on alphabetical order. Blackburn go into second. Same goal difference, same number of goals scored. But obviously Blackburn begin with a B, Aaron.
Yeah, well, maybe on games one, Sunderland no. Staying in second. I'm not sure. My BBC Sport table still says Sunderland in second. Oh. Anyway, Mark, look, wow. I'm not going to question you. A great game of football here at Vicarage Road, culminating in a first win in four for Watford. Ebisele and Delibashiru grabbing the goals either side of a Wilson Isidore equaliser for Sunderland. The headlines, however, as you say, will all be focused on the visitors and their inability to capitalise on West Brom being beaten at Sheffield Wednesday. Regis Labrisse will look at his side maybe not being clinical enough. They created plenty and had Watford on the ropes at one point, whilst Captain Dan Neil would be disappointed with himself at giving away the penalty, which eventually led to the late winner. But it is a marathon, not a sprint. Sunderland, I think, a second, a point behind West Brom. Well, all over here.
Put it this way, Aaron, if it gets to 46 games and the situation's the same, I'll make sure I've got it absolutely spot on. West Brom have 16, then Blackburn and Sunderland, or Sunderland and Blackburn, both have 15. Burnley and Leeds have 14. Sheffield United and Watford have 13. Cardiff, after another defeat, still prop of everybody else, they have 1. Portsmouth have 4. Preston and Coventry both have 5. Into League One, 2 games at lunchtime. Crawley, who lost their manager this week when Scott Lindsay left to take over at League Two, MK Dons. They were beaten 2-0 at home by Bolton. Reading beat Huddersfield 2-1. Then at 3 o'clock, Birmingham 3, Peterborough 2. Coming back from 2 down at home with Birmingham. We'll get details shortly. Steve Bruce's 100% record in charge of Blackpool continues. They beat Burton 3-0. Wickham came from a goal down to win 2-1 at Bristol Rovers. Cambridge's miserable start to the season continues, beaten 2-0 at home by Lincoln. Leyton Orient 0, Wrexham 0, Northampton 0, Mansfield 2. Shrewsbury and Rotherham draw 1-1. Stevenage beat Charlton 1-0. And Wigan have drawn a second successive home game 0-0, finished goalless between them and Exeter. Details of the thriller at St Andrews from Nestor McGregor.
Yeah, where it finished, Birmingham City 3, Peterborough United 2. In fairness, Mark, after spending £30 million in the summer, the Blues may be expected to thrive in League One, but they made hard work of it, seeming to only come alive after being 2-0 down, and that was largely in part to their own undoing, a goalkeeping error and poor marking. But they rallied and their quality finally showed. They drew level before finally taking the lead just after the hour mark. A powerful header from their captain Christian Bielik completed the comeback. The Blues are red hot, 6 wins in a row. They are top of the table, and I don't know if you can leave reviews, but if there was a trip advisor review from me, then it would be thoroughly entertained, would come again. Birmingham City 3, Peterborough United 2.
Birmingham have 19 from 7 and Wrexham 17 from 8. Then Lincoln 14 from 7, Blackpool 14 from 8, Mansfield 14 from 7. Wickham and Barnsley, who actually play later against Stockport, they both have 13 from 7. At the bottom, Cambridge 1 from 7, Shrewsbury 4 from 8, Burton have played 7 and also have 4. And then Bristol Rovers, Crawley and Rotherham all have 7 points. Crawley have played 7, Rotherham and Bristol Rovers have played 8. In League 2 at lunchtime, Harrogate beat Bradford 2-1 and Walsall thrashed Colchester 4-0. Then at 3 o'clock, Bromley 1, MK Dons 1, Carlisle 2, Grimsby 3, Cheltenham 0, Fleetwood 2. Doncaster had 2 men sent off as they were beaten 3-0 at home by Chesterfield. Gillingham beat Barrow 2-0. Morecambe 1, Notts County 1, a red card in that game as well for Morecambe. Newport 2, Crewe 1. And Port Vale 2, Swindon 1. Gillingham have 19, Walsall have 18, Barrow 16, Notts County 15, Port Vale 14, AFC Wimbledon have 13, but they've only played 6 compared to everybody else's 8. Doncaster and Crewe also have 13. Accrington have dropped to the bottom of the table with 3 from 7. Morecambe have 3 from 8. Those two teams already 3 points adrift of everybody else. Rounding up everything in England, in the National League, the leaders Barnet scored twice in the second half to beat AFC Fylde 2-0. Boston 1, Maidenhead 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Solihull Moors 1, Halifax 2, Wealdstone 2, Forest Green Rovers 1, Hartlepool 0, Rochdale 1, Braintree 0, Southend 1, Gateshead 3, Tamworth 1, Altrincham 2, Woking 1, Sutton 2, Yeovil 1, Aldershot 1, and York were held 0-0 at home by Eastleigh. Into the Scottish Premiership, where Aberdeen sit top of the table, played 6, won 6. Today's victory at Dundee, watched by Ailey Barber.
Aberdeen left the pitch to a chorus of "We're going to win the league" after picking up that 6th win from 6. The fans might be getting carried away with things, but it's definitely not something we're seeing from their team. There is a real calmness to this Aberdeen side, who were second best for a lot of this one, but were organised, hard-working and managed to ensure their early couple of goals became another 3 points. Dundee, they'll rue yet more defensive frailties. Toby Keskinen twice caused all sorts of problems. The first, he laid onto a plate for Kevin Nisbet. The second, he finished himself. Simon Murray gave Dundee a lifeline from the spot, and they played some really lovely stuff in the second half, but ultimately come away with nothing as Aberdeen keep this remarkable winning run going.
And they have a 3-point lead over Celtic. They take their 100% record to St Johnstone, and that's a 5:45 kickoff. Elsewhere, Hearts got a point at home to Ross County, finish 1-1. They stay bottom of the table though. Kilmarnock 3, Dundee United 3, and Motherwell 2, St Mirren 1. Both sides having a man sent off in that game. In the Championship, Ayr beat Morton 1-0, and they are top of the table tonight because Falkirk, who had a 100% record up until today, were beaten 1-0 at Raith. Elsewhere, Dunfermline 1, Queen's Park 2, Hamilton 1, Partick 0, and Livingston 2, Airdrieonians 1. In League 1, Inverness 0, Stenhouse Muir 0, Kelty Hearts beat Annan by 3-0, Montrose 2, Alloa 2, and Queen of the South 2, Dumbarton 0. Queen of the South and Alloa both on 14 points at the top of the table. And then in League 2, Bonnyrigg Rose 0, Forfar 1, Elgin 3, Edinburgh City 3, Peterhead 2, Clyde 2, Spartans 0, East Fife 1, Stranraer 0, Stirling 2. In the Welsh Premier, Britton Ferry 2, Barla Town 2, and Flint 0, Pennybont 1. In the Northern Irish Premiership, Coleraine 0, Linfield 3, Dungannon 4, Carrick Rangers 0, Glentoran 0, Glenarvan 0, Lochgall 0, Crusaders 4, and Portadown 0, Ballymena 1. To racing next, Lake Victoria caught the eye with an impressive win at Newmarket today. Here's John Hunt.
Lake Victoria, three-length winner of the Cheveley Park Stakes, absolutely stormed to the head of the market for next season's 1,000 guineas with a brilliant display over today's 6-furlong distance. To show such speed yet be so strong at the finish of the race augurs well for next spring. She was a record 5th winner of the race for Aidan O'Brien, the trainer, whose Whistle Jacket attempted a double for the stable in the second Grade 1 race of the day, the Middle Park Stakes, but he was completely dismantled by the Charlie Appleby trained Shadow of Light, who bolted in by 4 lengths. The Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot, rather than the 2,000 guineas, would appear to be his target.
Three games in the Gallagher Premiership today. Northampton against Exeter is about to kick off. Earlier, Harlequins 28, Newcastle 14. And Chris Jones was watching as Saracens beat Sale 45-26.
Yeah, no Farrell, no Vinopoulos, but same old Sarries recovering from a clunky first half to power to victory in the second. Young wing Tobias Elliott scored after halftime. So too the England skipper Jamie George. Elliott Daly scooting over twice while Alex Azovsky played well and kicked well. So it looks like Sarries will again be one of the teams to beat. Interesting story developing though with their general manager Phil Morrow. He's wanted by England to head up the strength and conditioning department, but he's tied to a long-term deal here. A compromise is a job share, but is that going to be a conflict of interest when he's on Sarri's duty? The other Prem clubs will discuss that this week. Mark McCall's told us in the last few minutes he hopes small-mindedness won't block a deal. Watch this space. Saracens 45, Sale 26.
In the Championship, i.e. the second tier of English rugby today, Doncaster 14, Nottingham 30, Hartbury University 34, London Scottish 33, Ampt Hill 31, Chinnor 29, Bedford 7, Coventry 45, and Caldy 21, Cambridge 26. In the United Rugby Championship, as in the club game, Lions 35, Ulster 22, Bulls 22, Edinburgh 16, Zebra 42, Munster 30.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is
BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is
BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.